You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
In lieu of the recent Posey Parker protests, freedom of speech and hate speech have been a hotly debated issue. Today I spoke with Dylan Asafo from the University of Auckland regarding hate speech laws in New Zealand. I started by asking him how we can find the balance between freedom of speech and stopping hate speech, which affects our minority groups.
Yeah, so that's a really important question, but I think the important thing to note is that free speech or freedom of expression has long been used and weaponized against marginalized communities to justify the expression of hateful rhetoric against them. So while people may think of free speech as an absolute and inherent public good, it's something that does need to be limited to protect communities who experience real harms from hate speech. So I think that there does need to be a limitation in the form of stricter and stronger hate speech laws, particularly hate speech laws which cover more than what's currently covered in New Zealand, which is just hate speech on the basis or grounds of race, colour, ethnicity and national origin, to also include and protect people against hate speech on the grounds of hate against gender, sexual orientation, trans identity and religious belief.
100%. So our current hate speech laws and hate crime laws, they don't seem to be cutting it, are they?
No. So there was a move in 2021 to widen the scope of our hate speech laws to include other grounds like sex and sexual orientation and trans identity as well as religious belief. But last November, we had clarification from the Ministry of Justice that they were only going to proceed with including only one additional ground of religious belief, which we know from the Posey Parker debacle and controversy reveals a real big gap, and that we do need to actually have our hate speech laws reformed so that we can protect trans communities from hate speech.
Right. So what could we better do to protect our minority groups? Like, what changes need to be made to the hate speech and hate crime laws?
So there are a number of changes. So we need to widen the scope or the grounds and basis of hate speech, because at the moment only racist hate speech is protected against. But we know after Christchurch terror attacks that we also need to protect hate speech on the basis of religious belief. And we know, particularly with the rise of transphobic rhetoric and activism in the media, not only in Aotearoa but worldwide, that we also need to include protection against transphobic hate speech. So that's one of the major changes that needs to take place. We also need to dismantle what is the objective standard that's imposed with our hate speech laws, because at the moment, hate speech is only looked at objectively without due consideration of the opinions and the views of targeted groups. So at the moment, we only have judges who are assessing hate speech claims supposedly objectively, but the issue is that judges in Aotearoa, the vast majority, represent a particular demographic or demographics, that is Pākehā males. So we do need to have that objective standard dismantled so that we can include subjective views of targeted groups when hearing hate speech claims in the courts.
Right, so I see that Parliament has been working on reforms to the hate crime bill. Why is it taking so long? It's been in discussion since 2021.
So it's actually been in discussion since 2019, immediately after the Christchurch terror attacks, when the Minister of Justice at the time, Andrew Little, announced that there would be hate speech reform because the Christchurch terror attacks showed that our hate speech laws are woefully inadequate. So it's been a long four-year journey. The government, the past two Labor governments, including the current one, have gone back and forth. So they've said that they're going to proceed with reforms and proposals, but then have recanted because of the backlash, particularly from Conservative parties So as I'm sure many people are aware, we have the ACT and the National Party who are actively rallying against these laws. And they've been actually quite effective up until last February when we had Prime Minister Hipkins actually say that hate speech law reform plans have been shelved so that the government can refocus on the economy. So we've had promises, but then they've been broken. And we've had this most recent message from the government saying that it's not on the agenda, at least until after the election.
Right. What a pickle. So I guess my final question for you is, what advice do you have for listeners? Like, can we get involved with activism?
Yes, I think it's really important to keep pushing for hate speech reform while the current government and Prime Minister are trying to remove it from the agenda. It needs to be clear from everyone, regardless if we come from marginalised communities or not, that this is an issue that we care about, that we understand that hate speech puts our most marginalised and vulnerable at risk, not only of hate crimes, but of terrorism as well. And so we just need to remind our MPs, especially leading up to the election, that hate speech is an issue that we care about.
Well, that's all very good advice. So do you have anything else to add?
Maybe just to kind of answer your question better around why it's taking so long, I think what we have is kind of common around the world, but in New Zealand, what we're seeing is this big commitment to protecting free speech absolutely. And I think it's not just conservatives, but unfortunately liberal people who identify as being left-leaning also being co-opted into protecting racist free speech. But it's really important that we realise that free speech actually isn't the justification that we think it is, that it's actually invoked a lot to cause violence towards our most marginalised. So we need to divest, I think, from that thinking by thinking that free speech is inherently good and start understanding that there needs to be limitations on that right, because we see the real dangers that hate speech can cause.
That was Dylan Afazo from the University of Auckland's Law Department speaking to me about the hate speech laws.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.